My bae. I just put some ice on my bae.
You have a terrible voice.
Fuck you. Come closer.
I don't know how to use your words.
My words? Yes, I mean my words. Fuck you.
You.
Me. Welcome to my podcast episode. Take 3. I've done this like 4 times.
1, 2, checking microphone. 1, 2.
I beg.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, they can hear you.
Okay. I can hear myself. Oh my god. I can't force to have a studio for this.
I swear, guy. It is real.
Anyway. Today. We're going to be talking about how me and Kofo,
when I met your mother,
built our friendship as girls.
Because
obviously, people are always like, oh, I can't have a female friend because they are bitching, blah, blah, blah.
It is a bitch, yeah.
They're always gossiping. They don't want.
Betty gossips a lot.
Oh god. They don't want the best for me.
Okay. I want the best for me.
They don't respect me.
Betty does not respect me.
They are always after my man. Okay. They want this, they want that, they are jealous of this, blah 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 blah. Like, it's not true. Me at first I believed it because I was like, I'm not going to make female friends because female friends don't understand me.
Hello.
Then I met Gandhi. Kofo. I'm nice. I'm not even trying to make her feel nice. You know, but she's a foolish girl. And why it worked was because she was the dumb one, I was the smart one. So.
This fat cow.
Can see
she's lying to people if I agree.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm a kid fuck.
Ever since we started this podcast, she's been saying fuck, insulting me, and I'm just keeping it calm.
But what are they even trying to do?
You need to understand something. What's about that? Friendship.
Oh god.
Too
she's about to
wrong.
Go TED talk on you.
Two wrong can make it right.
Yeah, sure.
So the fact that I understood that she was the dumb person. And the smart one helped us in this relationship a lot. Because a lot of time, I'm like, what's wrong with this girl? I'm like, I'm supposed to understand the question. No guesses.
He's a big fool. That is a dirty liar and a stinking bitch.
So I think what helped us most was communicating,
which Betty does not know how to do.
That's a lie.
You don't know how to communicate.
I have
improved.
Improved so much.
But it still sucks.
Feel and how
you share.
Yeah, because honestly speaking,
she's not a sharer.
I have built walls, boundaries,
Jericho.
Over.
The wall of Jericho fell down flat. The wall of... We're supposed to do movie night tonight.
Yeah,
this never fucked everything up.
So,
Continue.
I have built walls over my life, set boundaries for a lot of people. Because I do not want to be in a situation where.
See, finish.
Yeah. Because obviously people have seen
a bad bitch.
Because
she's a bad bitch.
And to be honest, I wouldn't want to go through what I have gone through again.
Go on.
So, it was hard for us to communicate. Cause
for her
to communicate. It was also the same for her because there are a lot of things that she did not tell me, and I just found out like
I don't know why she's doing this
recently. So
she was outing me.
It was both of us. Both of us needed to understand that you need to communicate in every relationship. You need to communicate. You just don't expect people to.
Relationship expert.
Don't do that, many. I don't try. Better move.
I'm not moving anything.
You are not foolish. So after what was I saying?
Communication.
Yeah, communication
is key.
Is key in any relationship, like friendship, courtship.
You need to talk to yourself.
Anything. What you feel, what you don't like, you tell the person. You don't expect the person to automatically know how you feel or what you do, what you are going through. Because the person will be God. So, yeah,
apart from me, Shami, I'm God.
You need to understand.
Worship me.
It's crazy for this girl. To understand that whatever you are feeling, what you don't like, what you like, you tell the person, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. So if you are doing this and I don't like it,
stop
it.
And if you don't stop, I'll stop.
If you don't stop, then that's how it will crash, because there will be off and on, so much argument and everything, so,
and misunderstandings.
Yeah, so communication is key. It was hard for us to communicate at some point. Let me just see, guys. So
what's like
during the COVID period?
What period? Okay.
COVID period. Me and Popo had big fights. We stopped talking, stopped communicating and all. And then, to be honest, when the whole COVID thing was over and we had to go back to reality, I was so worried on what's going to happen. How is it going to be like? And
Betty was snubbing me all throughout COVID.
I was not snubbing her.
She was saying we had big communication. That's what happened though.
She was going through her own part, face of her life. I was going through my own face. And
she was snubbing me.
We didn't talk about it. We're just like, it's going to be. We're just so ignorant about it. Then back to school and this foolish girl was on my bed. The day I resumed, at first I was like, okay, let me just enter the school knowing so that I will just hide, because I'm a person that I don't leave my room. So but this foolish girl was in my bed.
I was waiting for you to come back because I thought I was supposed to wait.
I was like, oh no, how are we going to do this? How? And then,
so where are you going to run? What was your plan?
I was like, God, how God help me. Because I didn't know what
so dramatic
to do at that point.
It's really so dramatic.
I was like, then we have to talk about this. And then we had a long conversation. We went for a walk. Had long conversations of what was wrong, what was happening. And it helped. Honestly, it helped.
Yeah.
So constantly we go for a walk, talk about life, what is bothering us, then we just come back. And because to be honest,
that's sad.
That school is depressing.
Yeah, of course, Putumna is the most depressing place on earth.
From the gates.
Putumna is usually so depressing.
You come back from your class and you are just tired.
It's the sun for me, like the sun is so hot.
I found my home now, I'm so fresh.
I think they moved Putumna closer to the sun, right?
No.
Crazy.
But it helps. So yeah, that was the big fight we had.
Well, I'm fine now. I'm managing better now. She comes with her ups and downs, but then like it's written on the instruction package, so like once in a while I have to go back and read it, so like I know how to handle her, because you know what are you trying to do?
To be very honest, there's no friendship, there's no relationship without coil.
Yeah, actually,
like we are humans.
Yeah, I'm not a human. I already said it earlier.
We can't step on each other's feet.
Yeah, because I'm like a god, so it makes sense to step on people.
So you have to, every time things like this happen, every time you argue, you just have to
pray to me for forgiveness. Oh God!
Tell me for God to call you.
Please stop saying that to me. You know how awful that sounds.
I don't know that I go to.
Yes, I don't. I really don't.
And I'm praying. I've been praying that God calls me.
Okay, next. Change of topic.
So that's what I was saying.
I've been talking for 10 minutes, Betty. I don't even know. See how time flies when I'm being serious.
If you use it for a good
thing. Do you hope it?
So, yeah, we go for walks.
Yes.
There are things that I have to understand about the Kofu. For example, her love language
is what?
Words of affirmation. You have to keep assuring her that, oh, I'm going to be here for you.
She's trying to call me lady. She's literally just trying to call me lady.
Oh, I'm just going to be here for you.
Just stay. We'll be listening. She's always trying
I'm
to
I'm going to leave you. No matter what, I'm here. You just have to keep reassuring her that
not that often, not that often,
you're going to be here. Kofu loves quality time.
See, she's trying to call me lady. Can you just imagine? I'm a material girl because I like gifts. Spoil me.
She likes quality time. Kofu likes physical touch.
See what she's trying to do. She's trying to set me up.
Be always quarreling of how I don't have to touch me because I am not a physical person. I don't like physical touch. But no, she doesn't listen. She gets coconut head.
She's not talking about how much I've improved.
She gets coconut.
I've improved.
Before me, I'm like, God, why is this girl touching me? Like, every time,
I've improved. Like,
she actually improved compared to before. I really hope it works, but yeah, it has been better.
With time,
she likes gifts, receiving gifts. Every time she gets. She just buy her random things she know that she would like.
Yes.
And then she does the same every time she thinks of something that I would like. She randomly gets them for me, regardless of how broke she is. She still gets me them. And sometimes I'm like, guy, but you said you are broke now. How is it possible that you have?
I'm so for caught. Then I'm gonna shower.
So you can hear.
Yeah?
You can hear her.
What's that? I said I'm the god of love,
Yeah.
I think that's all.
Yeah,
guys, I hope you enjoyed our talk. Our very sensual talk. I enjoyed the chat because I'm a god, like I said earlier, if you need someone to worship or someone to pray to, you can just mention my name.
You guys should keep praying for Kofu
in the name of Kofu.
Come back to God.
That would be so cool. In the name of Kofu, amen. It's giving what it needed to give, honestly speaking.
God,
see you guys on another episode of Lifestyle Junkie Podcast.
Pray for
completely
Kofu.
Ignore Betty in the background scene.
Add me up on Instagram,
Sadu Betty.
I'm a fashion designer, don't forget. Your girlfriend's clothes, your clothes, babes. Bring them. I'm here for
your side chick's clothes.
Anyone, bring them. I don't kiss and tell. I promise it's ours. You know now. I got this you.
One. Yeah, advertising clothing business. See, I'm advertising this thing. I shall house.
Yeah, so.
Ciao.
Bye.